Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling for National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the November next year elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Very likely. Highly likely. 100%.
Definitely vote. Okay. Could you please tell me what is your age?
22.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
South Asian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 that you are extremely motivated to vote next year. You may
10.
Use... Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Say that again?
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Neutral. So not satisfied or dissatisfied.
And if you have to choose in the middle of satisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional election? You can select two. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, or improving kinder through 12 public school and school education.
I would say climate change and immigration.
Thank you. Immigration, okay. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday or life? Very often, often, not at all.
Not often.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, someone concerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all.
Very concerned.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 unfavorable, and 50 that you feel neutral about them. If you have not a opinion or you have never heard of that person, let me know. From 0 to 100, the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
55.
Thank you. Cornel West.
75.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
70.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
Say it again.
Tim Scott.
No opinion. Haven't heard of them.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
80.
And the Republican Party.
0.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Thank you.
Actually, Cornel West.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. I'd like you to read some, to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly, okay. Gay marriage should be a legal protected right in this country.
Agree, strongly.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America?
Disagree, but not strongly.
Okay. That would be somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, yeah.
Okay. American democracy is under major threat now?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And America is on the path to another civil war.
Agree, but somewhat agree.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative actions programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Agree or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. The first one says, some people says American strength is rooted and in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures our mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be consideration for a job or admissions to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B, other people says American strength is a diversity that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue American greatness by diminishing or casting our groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
The second one.
That would be B. Someone more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people says are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5, someone agree. And 0, that you don't think is a being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10.
Wait, 0 means don't agree and then, or not important, and 10 means really important?
10 means that you strongly agree that it's been threatened or undermined.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead again.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms.
0.
Police that treat everyone the same?
Say that again?
Police that treat everyone the same?
10.
Freedom to protest the police of government?
7.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
A commitment to Christian ideals. I'm sorry.
0.
Immigration to this country.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Again, please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement. 5, someone agree. And 0, that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. America's democrat institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10?
10.
And over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the core majority struck down affirmative actions in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our life, and we need a Supreme Court that will work for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Sometime over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 that you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
From 0. Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've graduated from college.
Thank you. Are you currently married or married with a partner? Single, separate, divorced?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, someone conservative, moderate, someone liberal, very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Not at all.
Not at all. That would be never. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live?
I would say it's
urban,
working class.
Suburban or
urban.
Rural? Okay.
Urban. Oh, suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.